wheat, I think you just harvest one time. I don't think there's any second harvesting of wheat. There's early wheat, I know, that they cut, and then winter wheat, as they call it, and then something else comes back up after that.
Okay. What are some local trees?
Well, the ones that we used to like were the old mulberry trees, which have been banned here. They make a beautiful tree. Cottonwoods were used quite a bit, but they don't last very long. We have many kinds of elm now. I've got an elm out in the back, and then there's ash, and of course the evergreens. That there are all kinds of evergreen trees at various types. If you want names, I'll have to do some thinking of them.
Oh, it's okay. What about, there's a kind of tree that drops a ball on the ground.
A ball?
Yeah, a ball, it's about this big. A ball about this big, and it's almost like a burr, but it's not quite as bad as a burr.
What tree we have out in front does something like that. Unless you're talking, is this a fruit?
No, it's just like a burr.
Like a buckeye?
Yeah.
We don't have those here, of course, but there are a lot of trees that, this tree we have out in front, which is a type of ash, has something about that big around, and it's hard. You step on that and you know it. I'm not sure that's
what you're hunting for. Well, it's bigger than that. It's a tree with big leaves, and it turns pretty colors in the fall. And actually, Bob Palm has one of these trees. He planted it in his garden.
He's got a bunch of stuff over there. Really
I couldn't
beautiful.
Believe he's growing one of these things, because I didn't think we had any in El Paso.
I'm not sure that I can think of the name, and I know that what you're looking at. In fact, I think there are some of those, as you go out the gate and turn right and go up, there's a couple on the right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, let's see.
Did you call them sycamores?
Could well be, yeah, could well be. I'm not really too familiar with that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Could be a sycamore.
In Cloudcroft, there's a tree with a white bark that turns yellow in the fall.
Yeah, the aspen.
Mm-hmm. And
also birch, but we don't have birch here. Those are all aspen, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And birch is a beautiful tree.
A bunch of trees all together is a
stand.
Okay. Let's see. A low-lying plant that's, you know, not like a tree, but
bush.
Yeah. Other words for bush?
Another word for bush. We cut them into hedges.
Uh-huh.
And there are hedge rows.
Uh-huh.
As you would find in Ireland, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ever call them shrubs?
Yeah, probably would.
But really, your word is bush, right?
Well, there are all kinds of shrubs in my terminology.
Mm-hmm.
There would be various varieties of shrubs, but they're all bushly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know some names of cactus or cactus-like plants out in the desert?
Well, we have the ocotillo, which you see out back here.
Yeah, it's really nice.
There are century plants that grow around here, the barrel cactus, the yucca, it's a flat one with the pine cones, the prickly pear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then saguaro in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I know.
Okay.
Spanish dagger, that's another one.
Yeah. This is a dangerous one.
Yes.
What's a plant that you would not want to have in your garden that you would pull up? You'd call that a...
Well, a vine-type plant?
Well, any kind of plant that you pull up. It just appears.
Well, I pull up oxalis, which are the little things that look like three-leaf clovers. They grow all over the place.